Hey guys, welcome to Talk to Tasha podcast. My goal is to bring you some resilient based programming. Yes, girl, the world has enough drama going on. I'm not all for that, girl. That is just played out. So my name is Tasha. I'm the founder of Talk to Tasha. I get you amazing social workers and soul workers out there to stop working yourself to death, girl, so you, my friend, can start living your life like it's golden. It is resurrection weekend. I pray that when you come across this podcast, girl, you feeling real, real good. For some of y'all out there still pressing your hair, okay, some of y'all know about the good press when we were little, and if you don't know about the press, that's okay, because on this channel, we serve a diverse community. And how do we learn and level up? We learn from one another, okay? And that is what makes things so beautiful when we go through life understanding that our way is not the only way, and it is so, so enriching to lean into the experience of the truths of our other care bearers. So together, what, ladies? We thrive! Yes! Yes, yes, yes. So today, I wanted to just stop on in to let you know that weeping may endure for a night, baby, but joy, somebody say joy, comes in the morning, okay? And I am also reminded, as we slid off of Good Friday on yesterday, every day is a good day that you can wake up and be a little tiny bit better in your mindset than it was the other day. Let me just tell you something about to my care bears that I need you guys to be aware of, because like I said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy come in the morning. And part of embracing joy is to truly embrace your worth and your value. One of the things I know about care bears, you guys are out here tolerating way too much. Maybe you believe that because you didn't get the lifestyle that you desire, where you were supported, loved on, hugged on, and nurtured, that you feel your life is designed to do all that to everybody around you. And let me tell you how unhealthy that is. You're going to attract takers that suck every ounce of your giving up out of you. You're going to wonder why you have a whole headache, can't focus, can't restore your love. Girl, because you out here people pleasing times five. Let's go ahead and break up with the times five. And let's just work on taking it down to a times four. Okay, because let's be honest here, y'all. It takes time. It takes practice to change a behavior. And I know if I said, hey, get off of here, stop being so accessible, you know, do this and do that, you're not going to do it, girl. You probably at the pre-contemplation phase, okay? I'm thinking about it. I'm kind of, you know, lightweight, like, you know, you're sowing the seed. I kind of lightweight get it, but you ain't trying to hold on to it and get booed up with it, right? Okay, it's good to know where you are on the journey. The reason why I'm telling you your breakthrough is going to be and your level up and your worthiness for yourself is you are the type that overanalyze and probably overanalyze and overthink things. You want the best for people. You have an amazing heart. You're an amazing listener. You know, stop what you're doing. Turn around three times for everybody, whether you know them or you don't. And something about you doing that make you feel good on some kind of level. So a lot of times, ladies, when we're doing these things, it is not, and I hate to like be the bearer of like real life news, but if we're going to be resilient based and honest, I just need to put it out there. A lot of times, if you're finding yourself doing the things, it does not mean it's coming from a good, healthy space. Did you know that? Sometimes the need to feel needed, all the codependency stuff you guys have read about, you learn about, you talk about, it is very hard for people to look at their own stuff. I mean, come on. Who wants to be looking at their philanthropic things as something that was from a lens of being selfish? That's not a hard pill to swallow. You're like, oh my goodness, Tasha, I don't want to be perceived as this self-absorbing person feeling so needed, so I'm just going to keep doing all this stuff. But I can talk about this, y'all, so candidly and be real honest, because I used to be that way. The unhealed part of me was totally engulfed in helping people just to get the validation and the applause and the certificates and, oh, that's amazing and all of that stuff. Because when you have a traumatic childhood or any type of traumatic experience and you're not healed in a certain area, it is very, very natural for us care bearers to extend ourselves beyond measure, because our goal is to show other people that we are there for them in ways that we only long for. But here's the caveat. Is that what they call it? Caveat? Caveat? The whole eye-opener for us to consider as we're chatting today is to entertain this idea that perhaps, just maybe perhaps, you wasn't born and placed on earth to go around to attempt to heal people based on loving them from your space of love. Because a lot of things that people need on an in-depth level, whether it's a partner, you know, the kind of stuff that leaders need in the workplace, if you find them to be micromanagers and always talking about their jobs and always talking about what they do, and they believe that they own the staff because they believe that they are paying the staff out of their own checkbooks, only to find out when they retire, or, you know, God forbid, a, you know, injury, a work comp claim, and they're off, a person identity goes right along with it. Why? Because everything that person connected to make him or her feel valuable is based on the stroke of the ego that was served by that job title and that role. And if that's you, you could say, I lightweight do that. I keep doing stuff because I do like when people say, thank you, Tasha, thank you this and thank you that. It's not to beat yourself up. It's just to be aware of how you're spending your time, and you're chasing after these validations and chasing after wanting to be popular, the one that's always, you know, giving and sharing with each other. I experienced someone a couple of months ago who really had a very hard time because I didn't get around to thank them for something. And it was an anniversary, birthday, something very, very minor. But my, you know, feedback to the individual was, I recognize that you value people stopping what they're doing to respond to you immediately. I can't meet that role in your life. And nor do I want to sign up for that. We don't have a long history, nor do I need to bring you into my world only to be taxed by everything that I don't do that offends you. I don't have time to figure out what offends you. I don't. So be careful as a care bearer that you're not opening yourself up for spirits and energies that's draining. And then you turned around and got delivered from these same type of behaviors. And then you over here with your beautiful self smiling, hugging, and loving on people. And dying the Easter eggs this weekend with folks and doing the Easter egg hunt and all of this stuff. Only to be entangled with trauma bonds. Google it if you think I'm playing. Google up trauma bonds. Girl, I'm not playing. Or, you know, oh, she think that I'm the most amazing person with kids. So, yeah, even though I'm tired, cramping, my feet hurt, I told myself I'm going to self-care by just relaxing and watching me a nice little Netflix. Well, because they keep gassing me up and liking me and giving me posts and, you know, giving me these cards in the mail and stuff, this feels good to my little broken self. So in my adult self, I crave it more. And that's real common in trauma bonds. If you end up dating someone and they can stroke you and validate you and value you and tell you how gorgeous and pretty you are, the minute that they forget to do that, or they get tired, or they don't do it on a routine, what do you see relationships do? They fall out. And instead of people having an honest conversation saying, look, I value when you, you know, complimented me every day, that felt a need, that filled a need in my life. And when you stopped doing it, it made me return back to my default setting of, you know, not really feeling too good about myself. So in my mind, with my unhealed trauma, I believe that when you forget to tell me these things, that you no longer believe that I'm beautiful, which makes me feel inadequate. And I don't like to feel inadequate because that's what I experienced as a child. Now, it might sound convoluted. It might sound like, oh, that's a mess. But just take inventory. Peep your behaviors and the behaviors in which you attract to your life. When you begin to heal and you begin to come into your self-awareness and your self-discovery, and you start to place energies and people and experiences in their rightful places, watch how you see people have a tantrum. They will have a tantrum because they are grieving the loss of what they used to be in your life. And if they unresolved, they're not going to come to you and have this adult conversation to get clarity, to get an understanding, to resolve, to have peace. They will disappear and be avoided. They will run off. And a lot of times the people really down and dirty with it, they'll express what they really need to express to the individual so they can get clarity. Instead of them doing that, they'll go express themselves and their feelings and all the emotions that's all packed up to the next person that can't really solve that issue. So in that example, the person really don't want to resolve it. They just want a amen corner to validate their side of the story. Doesn't that sound elementary? Doesn't that sound elementary? Because it is. I want you to consider a few relationships in your life right now. If that resonate with you and you can say, oh, that sound like so-and-so in my phone. That sound like the person over here on the fourth floor at my job. And you find yourself by default constantly inviting them into your world. Constantly, you know, you selling Avon and, you know, I'm just going to deal with them because you want an Avon order. Don't deal with that on any level. Avon order or not, if you are planning on resurrecting the gift inside of you for this holiday weekend, for this celebratory weekend, for the ultimate sacrifice and the experience that we should be leaning into this weekend, don't compromise what you need to experience fooling with people that's giving you part of them when it's convenient for them. You better than that, sis. And when you begin to exercise your bold authority and you begin to, you know, you hear people say all the time, well, I just don't care no more. Actually, I'm going to challenge that thought. You do care. You care so much more now. And what you're saying is, I care more about myself now that it does not sway me to the left or to the right if the person experience me to be different and not in alignment with what they want me to be, because I recognize now that I'm not a whole puppet up out here. So it's not that you don't care. You care more enough about yourself that it does not sway you to fall out and misidentify your worth and value based on how the next person perceive your necessary shift and change. And I hope that resonate with you. So when they say, Tasha, girl, you don't care no more. You know, I have to let them know. I do care. And I care so much more now that I value myself more, that when I begin to smell a behavior and a conversation and an energy that conflicts with where I'm going, then I have to shut it down. So you won't even get a sentence or two up out of that once I smell that thing. So you got to smell and know that spirit way before that spirit get too close up to you. You end up on vacations with spirits because you didn't do the checks and the balances. You end up, you know, in business negotiations with folks that you shouldn't because you didn't do the checks and balances. And then you end up doing a lot of free stuff for people that'll turn around and pick your brain if you let them for free. and then they take their little happy hip somewhere else, spend long money. Long money. The same money they told you you did not have, that they did not have. They nickel and dime you. Well, all I got is this amount of money. You know, I'm on fixed income. I don't have it. Maybe by the first of the year, hopefully I get this bonus. And okay, all of that don't have nothing to do with you. You let them know this is my price. This is what you're going to get. If you want a taste of my stuff, it's going to be at this price point. That's just for a taste. But baby, to get the whole burrito, ain't no way I could pour the whole burrito on you for that little price. Can't do it. Won't do it. And those same individuals will still push boundaries, thinking they're going to get a taco budget and want a whole burrito with the sour cream and the whatnot. Y'all know I love food. I got to illustrate stuff through food. It's the truth anyhow. Then you look up. Baby, they went and bought a whole taco box with the next person. And see, you going to always be in awareness when you're on a journey of learning. And when you become aware of those taken spirits, you get more and more confident in pricing up your stuff and guarding your time and valuing the gift inside of you to serve. You know, I encounter people all the time. Well, I don't know. Well, how did you do that? And how did you do that for your business? I am not going to teach you anything until you're a paying customer. I give enough free stuff away on my lives, on my emails, you know, sometimes on my texts. That's because I can do that if I want to. I can also scale back and put a link out so people can invest in themselves on a level that they need to have their breakthrough. If they don't want to invest on that level, that's on them. And a part of the problem is people disrespect and disregard you and look at you like, oh, you just, you know, so-and-so, you don't bring value to my life. But the next person they don't even know on social media or a junk email, don't even know them. They just see their pretty words and pretty websites, go spend long money with them. The same individuals that tell you that they can't afford your service, full circle, will come back to you because that over there didn't work and expect you to teach them how to get money off of where they spent money somewhere else. Return to sender. You're not welcome here because you're not a loyal person. You're not a woman or a man of your word. And I am not the cleanup woman. You spent $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $10,000 with the person over there. Go back to them full circle and have them help you clean it up. And the reason why I say that, because I encounter people, they say, well, you know, they're coming back to me, but, you know, they can afford my $4,500 program. You got to ask yourself, are you setting a bar for what you do? Or are you out here just trying to chase a quick sale? Are you a relationship builder? Or are you a person that just love to just run off and get a quick sale? Don't care if you build relationship. Don't care if they refer their mama, cousin, them, or coworker, or partner. You just want the quick sale for the here and now. Because the thing is, a person that's not loyal in one area of their life, 9 times out of 10, they're not loyal nowhere in their life. They're not loyal to their kids. They're not loyal to their job. They're not loyal to what they told the next person they was going to do. So you got to consider the cost. For me, if you say you're going to do something and you don't, and you don't honor me enough to call me back and let me know what the change is going to be or email me or whatever, then you just demonstrated to me, based on how my life is set up, that we're not good matching twinsies, which is totally fine. Better to know that you're not a match at the front gate than to get them way in with their feet uncrossed, with the napkins and the fine chinas and things. Fine china meaning all this good content, only to find out you're not a good match. So set a bar for yourself. Know what you're willing to work with, what you will not work with. I don't care how long their checkbooks are. I don't care how long their credit card, credit line and limit is. Know your limits. Know your value. Know the call on your life. Know your gift will make room for you. Know that you don't have to compromise your soul and just allow people to break up the makeup and come back to you as a cleanup woman. You don't need that kind of energy, spirit, or anything. And know that some people come and sniff around, pretending like they want to be a client, to get your information, to feel like they're going to package it up and do what they do. That is a part of life. You're going to have takers. You're going to have people that believe, they come to you saying that they, you know, a culinary artist, get up in your program, all of a sudden they're an expert in self-care. And all of a sudden they're doing hair because you told them you do hair. All of a sudden they, you know, the president of the Amen Club because you told them you was the president of the Amen Club. You got to understand, you will benefit and reap if you faint not. Be encouraged. Jesus died on the cross for you and I, that we don't have to go through life carrying these burdens. You don't have to go through life feeling like if I set a bar for myself, I'm going to be lonely. Sis, a lot of y'all is already lonely because you can look at your relationships. You can look at different things and you can say, I live with a house full of people and I still feel lonely. You know, I've been married 4 or 5 years and still feel lonely. I've been married 30, 40 years and I still feel lonely. So either way you slice it up, your freedom is and breakthrough is going to be connected to you owning up to your truth. And I was experiencing a lady today or the other day or whatever day we were talking. And God is so good because someone put us in mutual contact. And she was going through these self-defeating thoughts about her age. And, you know, her birthday will be coming up soon. And she's almost 80 years old. And she just don't know what to do with herself. Other than feeling like she needs to just prepare to die. And as we started breaking down what her passions were, although certainly she has a lot of skill level and a whole lot of value that she brings to people's lives, we really began to explore what feels good and natural for you right now. Hold on to that. Because women, a lot of times we feel like because we're good at a lot of things that we're supposed to do them all. You want to break up with that idea today because all that's going to lead you to is burnout and exhaustion. And you don't want to, you know, keep running that race because it's not fulfilling. So when you look at it, I want you to experience yourself right now by yourself with a pen and paper, or maybe take that needed walk and ask yourself and commune with God and say, Lord, I am leaning into this reminder that the crucifixion of Jesus, it buried, washed away, burnt up, ripped up all my sins that I can live again and live a life more abundantly. So with that framework in mind, I want to lean into your direction and you let me know, what is it that I need to prioritize? What is it that I need to be focused on right now? And Lord, give me guidance on how to birth out the very thing you're telling me to do. Because he will do it. If he give you and I that roadmap, he tell you which way to go, how to go, he's going to reveal it to you step by step by step. He's not going to overflood you and bring confusion because he's not the author of confusion. But he will guide you. He will send you the resources that you need, the people that you need, the, you know, the opportunities and the connections you need to carry out what? His plan for your life. That, my friend, is our podcast for resurrection. I will be back on here because I know some of you guys said you're commuting. You are Ubering and DoorDashing and doing the fun things that you enjoy doing. It is always a beautiful thing to acknowledge what you enjoy. Do not water down what you enjoy because the other person don't see value in it. I know some people, y'all out there Ubering and y'all loving it. Y'all making y'all decent side hustle salary and you having a good time doing it. You're telling us about these fun experiences as an Uber driver and I'm loving it. So own up to that. You don't have to size yourself up based to the next person and have yourself. I was going to say have a Merry Christmas. I guess you can put a jingle in your own bill year round. So we're going to stop right there. Please let me know if this is helping you. Any other topics you want to see. Because this channel is all about your bounce back. When life throw you lemons, baby, make a lemon meringue pie. I'll see ya.